much do you feel for Braden Point? How's he? It's had such a good rookie season, the way he's played for you guys.
Well, it kind of just fits in with everything that's going on with us. Right when you think you're taking steps to get healthier, we take two steps back, and Pointer was really coming into his own. We moved him to the middle, get a little feel for the league, and it was hard pressed to say he hasn't been our best forward in the last, 8 to 10 games with everybody out. So, he's going to be missed, and as you said, he's out minimum a month. So a tough one for him. It's not only is hurts our team, but just for him personally, his rookie year is outstanding for us, and it's too bad. So he's out, and Nemetsikov's out as well at Paquette. So it's dipping back into Syracuse and having those guys come up and help as they've been helping all year.
I know we didn't finish the game without being specific. Can you say in general what happened?
To who?
I know we didn't finish the game, but we didn't play really.
Yeah, I don't.
Nothing.
Does it matter now?
Guess not.
Yeah, he's hurt. So It was he was blocking a shot, or It was something like that related. So it's too bad.
John, you feel for Syracuse too, because you've been in that situation.
Oh yeah. So it's. I remember back when Tampa went through injuries and we were in Norfolk, and it's trying when that happens. But it also helped me deal with situations that are happening now, in the sense that when players go down, it's not the end of the world, and there's guys here to fill their shoes. But it's tough on the Syracuse guys, because I know they've got a really good thing going down there. But every time players get brought up, there's other guys that fill their shoes, and it's kind of a door opening for them. So opportunity for everybody when guys get hurt is just too bad. Feel for the guys that are hurt.
John, looking at the video from last night, what did Kucherov and Palat do, having been out 5-6 games last night, as you saw that their names come right back into it and make this work like it did?
Well, first of all, they're good hockey players. And I always say, when you're out for a prolonged amount of time, yes, it's a bad thing that you're out, but the one thing you are is you're rested. And I think these guys, they were rested players coming back. And we've seen that with guys that, as soon as their ailment goes away, everything about their mind's rested, their body's rested, they're not taking the beatings they've taken for months on end. And I think it helps guys. And so, unfortunately, you don't want to lose these guys for 8-10 games at a time, but when they do come back, they're usually, their bodies are in pretty good shape, and I think that's what's helped those guys coming back.
John, you go back to Vasington, what kind of challenges again? He had the back-to-backs last week, he has back-to-back again. And just in terms of preparation, trying to be a number one?
Well, it's definitely different for him, and around the league, you don't see some teams play their goalies back to back, but a lot of guys split them in those situations. But it's about getting Vasi some games as well, and it's not unheard of guys play back to back. We talk about, the American League guys, they've played 3 and 2.5 days. So is it ideal for them? No, but it's a test, and it's another way to push yourself and another way to get better. And it was a pretty emotional game last night, especially in the third period. But I think he didn't see a ton of shots during the game. It wasn't an unbelievable workload. It was probably a little bit more mentally trying for him, especially after the way the first goal went in. And he passed that test and ultimately ended up winning the game. So now, here's another test. Can you do it again 24 hours later? And these are things you're going to have to do as a goaltender coming into this league, and we have full confidence that he can do it. So this is just another situation to put him in.
You mentioned an opportunity for guys from the AHL. What has Bornevall shown you with the opportunity he's getting? He got some power play time later in the game last night, too.
Yeah, he's an energizer for us, and he just works. He skates and he works, and he helps chew up minutes in a positive way, because they're usually not in the defensive zone, and when you've got guys that work like that, it gets a little bit contagious, and that's what he's doing, and that's why he's staying in the lineup.
Val's back tonight, you said?
Yeah, Val's back.
When you make a decision like that as a coach, and obviously it's a tough one, what kind of things do you consider? I mean, the guy's track record, a veteran guy, versus you want to make
it's about the team, mm-hmm. and everything here is team first. And so, but the hard thing about situations like this was there was no ill will in any of this, and that's the part that's tough when it's just a simple, mistake. But everybody's included in this, so it's trust me, nobody wants any of this to happen, and fortunately. For us, we ended up being able to win the game, but believe me, we're a much better team with Val in the lineup.
That's a pretty steadfast rule, though. One strike, you're out, basically.
No, well, that's not out.
Wow.
But, anyway, that's over.
The progress that Toronto's made since the first time you've seen them, how they've come along?
Well, they're just a trending upward team, especially with the amount of young players they have. They're only going to get better, and they're just tapping into their potential, and so I think that's what makes them a really dangerous team, and pretty free-spirited group, very similar to teams we've had here in the past when we had all these young guys come up, and they're just a dangerous team, and you can see they get better all the time, and. So this is going to be a really good test, because I think their win-loss record is not indicative of how they've played. To be honest, I think they could have more points than they have right now, and so eventually that tide is going to turn where they are going to get those points, and just hopefully it's not against us tonight.
I know it's a small sample size, but has Nesterov been better on forward than you maybe initially thought? I think his skill set is kind of fit for that.
He's contributing, and that's a good thing. And he can skate. He's physical. He engages. He's got a good stick, and he can do it both at forward and D. So it's good to have two Brian Boyles or two Nikita Nesterovs. I don't know. We got
thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you.